Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know. Oh, gosh. What's going on now? I tell you, I saw this article. This is crazy stuff. There's a man that was raped at gunpoint by three women. Okay, I saw this headline. This blows my mind. He was raped at gunpoint by three women so they could collect his semen. Apparently, they asked for directions. I guess, I don't know, I think he was just kind of walking down the street. I'm not sure. He's 33 years old. And it gave the woman directions, and they had pulled up in this black BMW. Suddenly, one of the women was armed with a gun, got out, and forced him into the back of the car at gunpoint. I know some of you guys are like, oh my gosh, you know, this is every man's fantasy. No, it's not. This is some scary stuff. Yeah, but nobody ever talks about men getting raped, and men do. Here's an example of it. The three women drove him. Away and started to fondle him in the back of the car, but he was not getting aroused. So they forced him to drink some sort of unknown substance from a bottle to aid him. Then they raped the man repeatedly, collected his semen in plastic bags, placed them in a cooler, like a cooler that you'd put ice or beer in. The man was then kicked out of the car, and I guess they then, this was in South Africa, okay? And then they made off with the stolen sperm. I guess this is something that happens a lot. Hold on a second, now my computer woke up. All right, yeah, really, is the show that uninteresting that my computer sleeps the whole time and then it finally wakes up? They say this exact same method is being used by women in Gauteng, who force men to drink from a bottle, steal their semen, but no arrests are being made. This was out of the KwaZulu Township, Port Elizabeth. Constable Mambo says, as he was busy pointing out the directions, one lady came out, pointed a gun, and forced him into the car. They drove a thoroughfare 500 kilometers away. It always takes us Americans a while to figure out how many miles 500 kilometers are. I don't want to do the math because I'll embarrass myself. I'm going to really embarrass myself on that one. They parked the car, fondled him to get an erection, but his penis, he says, states would not get erect. Then they forced him to drink an unknown substance. This got him aroused quickly. He was still scared and didn't want to have sex, of course. Yeah, by the way, ladies, I know a lot of you ladies think that no matter what, men could have sex in any situation, which is, I think, the root to a lot of sexual dysfunction in marriages. I have no problem admitting this, I fell under the same false theory, false premise with my husband. My husband acted like I was the sexiest thing ever, right, when we were engaged. So I figured, wait a second. Okay, this guy's barometer is all off. Okay, he obviously has low standards. So if he thinks I'm that sexy, maybe I don't have to shave my legs tomorrow. Maybe I don't have to pluck the whiskers. Maybe I can let the unibrow go because I'm the sexiest thing. And there was a point in the marriage, and it's a very, very difficult thing for me to bring up without, crying. But there was a point in the marriage when I realized that I may not be the sexiest thing to him anymore. And that might have been a ruse to get me into bed a while back. And this is what happened. I have no problem admitting this. I had a yeast infection, and I really don't get those. And I was kind of so shocked by the way it looked. I go, honey, do you want to see this? I did, yeah. I'm like, you got to see this. This is like, whoa. And he goes, no. And I'm like, why not? I mean, you know, you like my body. It doesn't matter. You're just kind of looking. I mean, you know, from an academic standpoint, he's like, no. I really don't want, it's going to turn me off more than you've already turned me off. So I realized my husband would not want to have sex with me. By the way, you really shouldn't have sex while you have a yeast infection anyway. You're just passing the yeast back and forth to each other. You're more sore, etc. But I realized that there was a situation that could turn my husband off. Well, then I took it a step further. I go, you know, that muumuu I wear around the house, hate it. Remember I, you know, didn't shave my legs last week, hated it. And I was like, no. So then I had to start stepping up. And so now I walk around the house in Spanx, push-up bras, high heels, makeup, because I realize that my husband can get turned off by me. And if he gets turned off, how do I keep him? Now, he said he did his vows, and, you know, he is going to stay married to me, you know, till death do us part. But that's another thing that makes me nervous. If the only way he has as an out to our marriage is my kicking the bucket, I better make myself look good. So, anyway, okay. What are they using the semen for? I mean, why is this semen so special? And is it even usable? Semen needs to be in a perfect temperature. Yes, it needs to be kind of cool, but I think a cooler with some blue ice or ice packs. You know, sometimes we throw a Capri Sun at the bottom of a cooler because they're cold, right? And those could be used as ice packs. I don't think the sperm are going to want that. I'm really surprised the sperm are living. Remember, our body temperature, okay, if our body temperature runs 98.6, okay, and sperm are a little bit cooler because they're away from the body, what kind of temperature are they leaving these coolers in? And then, you know, once the sperm leaves the body and the semen gets exposed to air, and dries, I don't understand. So I understand semen samples and, when we do semen analysis, it could last, you know, in a special cup and, you know, but, I'm not really sure what's going on with that. But, I guess that was a headline. All right, guys, I got to do a shout out to my patient John who's listening. He's probably going to stop listening after that story. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Damn right I do. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big shout out to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and to Don, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all. I really do appreciate it. Honestly, I know you guys can listen to a variety of other things. Big shout out to my patient who said he was going to be listening today. Thank you, John. And then big shout out to my patient who came in yesterday with a Sons of Arthritis rather than Sons of Anarchy, Sons of Arthritis t-shirt. Ibuprofen chapter. I didn't realize they had these things. I watched the Sons of Anarchy. It took a little while into the first season to get into, and then once I realized the mom was Peg on Married with Children, I'm like, I could watch this a little bit more. Maybe she'll do something funny. And it actually was a very, very, very good show. But it's a Sons of Arthritis Ibuprofen chapter shirt. I appreciate that. That's cute. I put that on my Facebook. All right. I got an email a long time ago, and I helped this person out. I didn't read this one on air. And then I had a patient yesterday bring up a very similar story. And I think this is something I need to talk to you guys about. It was very interesting. Her email a while back was, "Doctor, my husband committed suicide last year. We fought that night, and his last words to me were, 'Go blank yourself. I cannot help but feel responsible for what happened and why he did it, but no psychologist over the last year can help me.'" So I'll tell you what I told her, and then one of my patients came in yesterday. Very similar story. Wife had committed suicide. They had a fight that night. And it was my fault. I shouldn't have fought with her over something, you know, so trivial, or, you know, what I'm having trouble getting over it. And that's very, very difficult when you have a loved one kill themselves. I had a close friend commit suicide, and that was a big shock to me. And I think I was the last person he talked to before he did it. And I know some of you guys are like, "Well, duh, Dahlia. I mean, come on, man. You know, I think about it every time I listen to your show." Stop that. Don't. Okay, I don't want anybody thinking about suicide. It's a no joke. I for a long time I was like, "Oh my gosh," you know, I'm at his funeral going, I was asking him, he was supposed to be, sharing an apartment with me, until I went to medical school. So, but I really needed to have a VCR to watch Melrose Place because my current roommate was moving to New Zealand. And I'm like, you know, "Don't forget, you know, you got to bring the VCR because I have to." "Do you have the VCR?" "Yeah, I got the VCR." I was like, "Good, okay, whew." You know, because I have to watch Melrose Place, and yeah. All right, so, I don't know what else I said, but I remember harping to him about the VCR. And, he didn't show up to work. I didn't hear from him a couple days. Nobody heard from him. And then his current roommate found him in his bedroom dead. He had made a tent of, he had built himself a tent. He was a chemistry major and put a couple chemicals together. I don't want to tell you guys which ones because I don't want to give anybody ideas, and killed himself that way. And I never thought for once in all these years that he could have done it in my apartment, and I could have had to find his body, etc. Because I think that when you go back and it's somebody you know, you think about, okay, what happened that night? There was something going on that week. There was something going on that day, and it caused him to commit suicide. And I received another email. We were talking yesterday about that German Wings pilot that they say practiced the crash that was going to go into the Alps. And ended up killing everybody on plane, but he practiced the crash a flight or two before. We don't think he practiced the crash. We think he was about to do it and changed his mind. Okay? So what I told Brianne and what I told my patient is, if you talk to a person who's suicidal and you ask them, have they ever thought of suicide before? The ones who are honest, many of them will bring up that they thought about suicide when they were younger, like in their teenage years, etc. And that the thought of suicide came up multiple times. And so what you have to look at, if you're a spouse that lost a spouse to suicide, or a lover, or a brother, or sister, or friend, etc., is that you might have been the reason they didn't kill themselves, and that they were on this earth longer. And you have to look at it that way, as opposed to you being the one that caused them to turn around and kill themselves. Years ago, one of you had talked to me about breaking up with somebody who ended up killing themselves. And you would hate to think that it was because of your breakup, but they killed themselves after the breakup. Well, you know, for those of us in psychology and family medicine and internal medicine and, you know, the medical field, you know, when we interview people who have had suicidal ideation, thoughts of suicide or depression, all right, a lot of people don't want to admit it, you know, because they think they're going to be incarcerated, or they're going to be, you know, held involuntarily because they, you know, want to harm themselves. But when you really get to talk to somebody deeply, they'll be like, "Yeah, gosh, you know, back in high school I thought about it. You know, I mean, I never did it. Every now and then I thought about it." You can't ask a person who killed themselves. You can't go back and ask the wife or the husband or whatever, you know, "Were you planning on doing this back in 2002? You know, but you decided not to. You held off. Okay? Unfortunately, most people don't talk about suicide. Have I ever asked my husband if he ever considered suicide? No, because I know his answer is going to be hell no. He never, you know. And so, I mean, but, you know, how often do we actually sit there and talk to each other about, has the thought ever come to your mind seriously? So when somebody does commit suicide out of the blue, you think it was the last few minutes of the event that caused them to do it. Now, unfortunately, there are some suicides that are drug-related. All right? You know, they're high, and they do something stupid, and they're like, you want to know what? I'm ready to meet my maker. See ya. And they didn't calculate it out, and unfortunately, they do it. But whenever it's something like a fight that precedes the suicide, that sort of behavior, that sort of thought process preceded the fight, preceded a lot of those events. Now, a breakup. That's always a tough one to convince somebody that it wasn't their fault. But, you know, most people haven't been broken up. All right. I mean, a breakup causing somebody to kill themselves. All right. There's something wrong to begin with. I've been dumped multiple times. And I mean dumped. And it was embarrassing, extremely embarrassing. But thank God I had the willpower and I had the mentation and I had the spirituality and the religiousness and you know, my belief system to be like, well, hell no, he's not going to get the better of me. He's not worth dying over. Screw him. I'm going to move on. I'm going to be embarrassed. It's going to be hard to see his friends. It's going to be hard to see my friends. I'm embarrassed a little bit, but you know what? I'm going to make it. Somebody who thinks that a breakup ends their life right then and there already has, there's something else wrong to begin with. And if you didn't break up with them and cause their death, somebody else would have. So we have to, you know, I have to implore you guys that unless you were the one that pulled the trigger, or you were the one that gave them the medicine that caused them to kill themselves, or you were the one that enabled them to the point where you were like, yeah, let's just drink it off. You know what, leave me alone, go drink. And then they decide to go and drink, you know, et cetera. You know, I would start to step back and absolve yourself of a lot of the responsibility. Now, where are you responsible? Your responsibility is looking for cues. We all do. Okay, the best person to help a person who is depressed or suicidal are the family members. You know, a lot of us are asking, where the hell was that pilot, that German pilot's family? All right, and why did they pick up on the suicidal thoughts? Sometimes, unfortunately, the family is the worst at it because they're closed-minded. Oh, my baby would never do that, or my brother would never do that. Oh, no. You know, he's always like this. And so it's your responsibility to detect different behavior. Somebody saying goodbye, somebody putting closure on things, somebody giving away their most prized possessions. And you're like, wait a second, what's going on here? You dying? You know, did you get a diagnosis of something? What's going on? All right, if they don't, you know, you got to watch that person. All right, if you think somebody has depression, easy ways to intervene without making it look like a total intervention. All right, so you know what? I got to go to the doctor. I want you to come with me. Yeah, of course I'll come with you. Sometimes them turning around and helping you helps themselves. Don't fake like you need something to be helped, but you're having issues with something. You're worried about something, you're having issues, you want to institute their help. Bring them to the doctor and then go, you know, look, am I the only one that feels this way? You know, honey, do you ever feel this way? Like we don't have options? And then start getting that dialogue. I wish there was more time for me to go into this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we may be able to use our smartphones to detect parasites in the blood. I mean, I don't think I'm going to be using my particular smartphone, but we have that technology. You prick your finger, you can have your blood tested all by smartphone. And they are turning these types of phone-type technology into little microscopes and other medical tools that can help us fight diseases in remote parts of the world. Ebola testing maybe later, obviously sugar testing. You'd be able to use your smartphone to do all that. And the newest advancement, University of California Berkeley researchers used a smartphone-run video microscope to target a challenge in parts of Central Africa, which are these little parasitic worms that cause these devastating infections. This was a pilot study in Cameroon, and it showed the device could measure within minutes certain worms that were wriggling around by examining a little finger prick of blood. So if you had the parasite, they could figure this out almost immediately and then treat you. This is called CellScope LOA, and they think it could revive a program to eliminate diseases that cause blindness and disability in the region. Now, this instrument acted like a cheap portable laboratory. You didn't need a lab tech. You all could prick your fingers checking your blood sugar. That's pretty easy to do, even though a lot of you guys kind of groan that you have to do it. But still, pretty cool nonetheless. It's easy to do. You don't need a lab tech, okay? And a lot of people want to diagnose themselves. Do you know how upset my patients get that they need to wait for lab results, or they need to come in and see me or see another doctor to get a blood test run? And then, that type of delay or patience is not relevant anymore in our automated, email, text, emoji society. You want your food, you could order it. You want your mail, you could get your mail instantaneously. You want to tell your mom something, you can do it right away. It doesn't matter where she is. Okay? You want to send your birth certificate somewhere. You could scan and send it. I mean, we do things automatically. Yet, what do you guys have to wait for? Your cholesterol results. Your liver results. You know, and people don't want that. They don't want to be dependent on a doctor's office and the delay that that doctor's office could have in dealing with all the results. They just want to do it themselves. And I don't blame them, you know. Why do you think pregnancy tests were such a hit over the counter? Because you didn't have to go to the doctor, spend money, and wait to get a pregnancy test and wait for the rabbit to die. Right? I mean, you could just do it yourself. People want to do it themselves. And so that sort of technology is going to be very well sought after and very welcomed in the consumer market. Now, of course, we don't think these are going to be self-tests yet. This is still going to be administered by somebody overseeing and prescribing the treatment. But these smartphone mini labs, all right, are going to be hopefully used to later detect HIV, syphilis in blood. Apparently, these are already being tested out in clinics in Rwanda. In Massachusetts General Hospital, doctors are researching a tool that clips over a smartphone camera to detect cancer in blood or tissue samples. Whoa. Excuse me. This is cool. Researchers are using phone cameras to detect intestinal parasites in stool samples. I don't know if it's already invented, but one thing I suggested that you guys can make a lot of money on is somebody inventing a phone scan where you have a mole on your arm, and you have no idea if it's growing a micrometer or not, so you scan it. And then you scan it a week or two later. You could scan it a month later, and it'll tell if it got bigger. And you could even do that for the whole body, a whole body mole scan. I mean, those are very easy. That's very easy to come up with and have a program that does. That'll revolutionize dermatology and skin cancer screening. You can't figure out if you have a skin cancer on your back. Somebody could do that. So basically how it works, you squeeze a finger prick of blood onto a small tube, slide the tube into the 3D printed base, click the smartphone on top. Its camera is lined over the blood sample. You touch the screen to start an app, and an image processing system analyzes the wriggling motions that are the size and shape to be of concern depending on the parasite. And then they said when used on 33 potential infected people in Cameroon, the results were comparable to standard microscope testing. The researchers reported Wednesday. Next, they are studying 30,000 people. How much would something like this cost? Well, they think they can manufacture these little mini labs for $50 to $100, and probably the phone is the most expensive part added on top of that. And this work was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So, pretty cool stuff. You know, we'll definitely see what ends up you know, happening with that. I had talked before on, you know, local Fox 5 that later we're going to be able to pee on our phone for our pregnancy test. You know, my guess is we're probably not going to be using the actual phone that we speak from to be doing all these tests. Check for blood in the stool. How many of you guys hate doing those stool tests? Well, you could probably use your smartphone to now check for blood in the stool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. McDonald's is going to reinvent itself as the economy has really taken its toll on fast food and all the bad publicity fast food has gotten. So what is McDonald's doing? They're going to add kale to the menu. The world's biggest burger chain is testing two breakfast bowls in Southern California, one of which includes kale. The test comes as McDonald's Corp works to shake its junk food image. And didn't they have to close 900 stores, or they're planning to? So they are going to turn the chain into a modern, progressive burger company. See, what everybody doesn't realize is for those of us that ever do eat at McDonald's, it's because we really like the taste of their hamburgers. Okay? If somebody doesn't like the taste of their hamburgers, they're going somewhere else. You don't really go to McDonald's for vegetables. Okay? It's just not, you know, I mean, if they want to then start doing a vegetarian market, I think that's great, but you rarely have something, just like pizza. How well did the McPizza last? And did anybody go through McDonald's drive-thru for a pizza? No. They'll go to an Italian place. They'll go to a pizza place for that. Lisa McComb, a McDonald's representative, sent in the email that kale is included in a turkey, sausage, and egg white bowl, which has spinach and bruschetta. Oh, now that actually tastes good. That sounds good. Another option is the chorizo and egg bowl that has hash brown, cheddar jack cheese, and pico de gallo. This is going to, I think, start in what, San Diego, is it? Where are they going to launch this? For now, Southern California. I'm not sure exactly where. So, a lot of people are, you know, giving them crap like this won't work. Again, I'm still kind of shocked that they're going to invest that much money into kale. Okay, I mean, I can understand spinach. All right, spinach you could sell us on, but not kale. But you know what? At least they're trying. That's more than a lot of other places are doing, so I got to give them that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot more to talk about when we come back. Apparently, we are finding that the cell phones of pregnant women are disrupting the fetus. And the Ebola virus, we have found, can actually live on hospital surfaces for days. We're still trying to figure out how two nurses became afflicted with Ebola when we treated with the American patient in Texas. Now we got ways to boost your metabolism, so don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have come to find out that the Ebola virus can live now on surfaces in hospitals for nearly 2 weeks. We have to review how long these viruses live outside the body. Cause, you know, there was a report that came out that if you had Ebola and you overcame it and you were released from the hospital and you were declared Ebola free, you still shouldn't have sex for about 6 months because it could still be in the semen. And now we're looking at a study showing that the virus is living on the surfaces, like outside. We are talking outside the body. So not in vivo, outside the body, for over 2 weeks. Researchers tested how long it could survive on plastic, stainless steel, and Tyvek, which is a material used in Ebola suits. The researchers also simulated different environmental conditions, including a climate-controlled hospital at 70 degrees Fahrenheit and 40% humidity, and the typical environment of West Africa, which is 80 degrees Fahrenheit and 80% humidity. In general, the virus survived on surfaces for a longer time when in the climate-controlled conditions than in the West African environment, which means if Ebola came here, it would be a hell of a lot harder to contain. Under hospital-like conditions, the virus lived for 11 days on Tyvek, 8 days on plastic, and 4 days on stainless steel. The longest the virus was able to survive in the tropical conditions of the West African environment was 3 days on Tyvek. So in the hospital-like conditions, or like, you know, in America on an ambient day, 70 degrees, medium humidity, 11 days. West African environment, 3. So, according to study researcher Vincent Munster, chief of virus ecology unit at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Rocky Mountain Laboratories in Montana, says given the unprecedented number of healthcare professionals who became infected with Ebola virus during the outbreak, we are trying to elucidate all potential routes of transmission and potential for persistence of the virus. We found that the Ebola virus can persist on surfaces and hospitals, so it's very important that workers follow protocols for thoroughly disinfecting and removing protective gear when leaving an Ebola treatment unit, according to what the researchers wrote in their study. So it's interesting how the higher heat and humidity will be harmful to the virus. All right. You know, we've talked about how, you know, keeping the room a little cool, keeping hospitals cool, prevent growth. Apparently with heat and moisture, it's much more of a breeding ground for bacteria and viruses. So the cooler things are, the less they have a chance to grow. Of course, when it's too hot, that could be an issue as well. But the study found that the Ebola virus could survive in water for up to 6 days. So that also brings up a concern of what about wastewater? If the virus could be spread through that. So if you have a village or a city that doesn't have the best sort of plumbing system or sanitation system, that's another way Ebola could rampantly go. I mean, it's about time we're studying a virus like this to this extent. It's just a shame. It took thousands of people dying until we did start to spend the time, you know, and money to look at it. But scary stuff. You know, the HIV virus has a lot of difficulty living outside the body, which is, you know, one of the latest numbers that had been reported was like a 4-minute lifespan outside the body that was tested for HIV, which is when the magazine that decided to use HIV positive blood as ink, people started freaking out. Technically, the HIV virus is dead, but I still don't understand why they want to play with it. You heard about this, Vanguardist? It was a magazine that had been printed with the blood of HIV people to kind of raise awareness and to try to end the stigma. I mean, they're right. You know, the HIV virus will be dead by the time it's circulated on this ink because it, you know, it can't live on paper. But it's still one of those things as, you know, why? Really? You know, I mean, do we really need to use blood? My thing is I don't want to use anybody's blood, you know, to make, I mean, I understand it's very unique. It's very, I'm trying to think of the word, elaborate. You know, I mean, it's on one end a brilliant marketing scheme in terms of, look, guys, we're doing something that's never been done, and we're raising awareness at the same time. Cool. On the other end, you're probably still going to have a lot of people that really just don't want to touch it. Like, if I don't have to touch it, I don't want to touch it. That would be an interesting study to look at what we get from regular ink on from newspapers versus, I guess, an HIV blood-infused ink. So, anyway, that's that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. News on the Patriot scandal as they started to look at some of the emails that I guess the NFL had investigated some of the emails. And there were emails that allegedly link Tom Brady to knowing what was going on. All right. From what we're understanding, that one actually called himself the deflator in these emails. I mean, just I referred to himself as the deflator. And from what we also understand, Tom Brady liked his balls a certain way. Footballs. His footballs a certain way. Now, some of these texts go, let me see, I guess like the text suggests Brady mentioned to Jastrzemski that McNally must have, quote-unquote, a lot of stress trying to get the footballs done. McNally says, Tom sucks. I'm going to make that next ball a blinking balloon. Jastrzemski said, talked to him last night. He actually brought you up and said you must have a lot of stress trying to get them done. That was October 17th, 2014. Then there's some emails talking about the inflation levels. The two, I guess, had these jokes on how to overinflate the balls. Some had choice words for Brady. McNally said, make sure you blow up the ball to look like a rugby ball so Tom can get used to it before Sunday. McNally, 16 is nothing. Wait till next Sunday. McNally, blank Tom. Make sure the pump is attached to the needle. Blinking watermelons coming. So, there's a lot more other emails. And one text message, McNally referred to himself as a deflator, etc. When I watch football, I want to watch football, and I want to think that what's happening is really happening, and that there's no cheating, that this is, you know, sport at its finest. I mean, you know, football, especially the quan we give it, is supposed to exemplify American sports. Okay, I mean, football in any other country is soccer. So here, our football is, it's, even though, yeah, they play football in other places, it's an Americanized sport. And so when we start to have these scandals, right, all over the place, whether we really think a deflated ball that much really matters with the game or not, it bothers me how it affects the image, okay? You know, football is America. America is football. This is a very, very American thing. And look how ridiculous it looks that we have the Colts saying, look, guys are messing with the balls. Okay, nobody really does anything. Patriots make it to Super Bowl, which I think they could have done anyway. I think the Patriots would have made it anyway without the deflate gate. And, you know, countries are looking at us like we have to cheat. No, we don't have to cheat. We are the best country in the world. We are supposed to be the strongest country in the world. We are supposed to be the righteous, most righteous country in the world. And then we have all this stupid stuff going on politically and sport-wise. Come on! Let's get our image back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.